When it comes to getting a new car, you know those negotiations can be intimidating, but they don't have to be.
Janet Bodner joins us now. She's the editor of Kiplinger Personal Finance. How you doing, Janet?
I'm fine, thanks.
You know, I think people are used to the idea of having a personal shopper get some clothing for you, but not so much when it comes to cars.
Right. But you can do it, and my husband and I just did this, and it really works. It was the best car buying experience we've ever had.
Tell us what happened.
Well, we used one of the services that we mentioned in the November issue of Kiplinger's. You can find all this data listed online at kiplinger.com, but the car buying service that we used is called ZAG, and you probably never heard of it, but if you belong to AAA, if you are a customer of American Express or of USAA, this is one of your member benefits. And if you're not a member or related to a client of, you know, any of these other companies, you can go to ZAG.com and get the info. But in order to take advantage of ZAG, what they do is you tell them exactly what kind of car you want, and they will go to three local dealers, and they will get you the lowest prices that they possibly can. And it's really cool. You can check the prices that you get with another website which actually owns ZAG. It's called TrueCar, and TrueCar can give you an idea of whether the price is good and just how good it is.
Wow, and this clearly isn't the only company that does that.
No, and actually everyone has a different business model. What happens with companies like this where you get a group discount, you know, say through AAA, what happens is that the dealers actually pay to become a client of the service. And so you don't necessarily get the lowest possible price. But then you've got another negotiating service, something like Car Bargains, which is actually run by Consumer's Checkbook. And you actually pay for that. You would pay a $200 fee, but it will get bids on the model that you want from as many as five local dealers, and it will get them to compete against one another. So you could potentially get a lower price, but you do pay an extra fee for this.
Okay, now even though these folks are taking care of the details for you, you still have to keep an eye on things, right?
Right. You got to know, first of all, what is included in the price, how close is it, the price that you are getting, how close is it actually to the invoice price or to the sticker price? That's why it's good to check with something like a TrueCar. And also, does the price include fees? It's probably not going to include things like taxes, tags, and titles, which you know those fees can really add up. But it should include, the price should include things like document fees and regional advertising fees, so that you're not going to be nickel-dimed and dollared when you actually go to sign the deal.
Did you say whether or not they charge a fee?
Who does?
The company.
Well, the company does not. If you're a member of USAA or AAA, no, it does not charge a fee. What happens is it charges a fee to the dealers in order to participate in this. So you don't pay, but the dealer would. So there's no fee to you up front. But again, you may not get the lowest price because the dealer is paying a fee in order to be part of the buying service. Whereas Car Bargains, you can pay your own fee, $200 in this case, but you may get potentially at least get a lower price.
All right, lots of good stuff there. Thanks so much, Janet.
Oh, my pleasure.